season are on sale now.
Hi, fans. It's Bill DeWitt. I want to thank you for your tremendous continued support. And don't forget to get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Don't miss Supercharged Friday, March 22nd, when Casino Queen will give away a brand new 2013 Dodge SRT8 Charger provided by Royal Gate. Earn entries beginning March 1st. Key drawings March 22nd, every hour from 5 to 9 p.m. At 9:30, if your key starts the car, it's yours. At 10 p.m., a second chance winner gets $10,000 Royal Free Play at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The big JCPenney Easter sale features 20% off select women's dresses and much more. Hurry into JCPenney for some of their lowest prices of the season.
When it comes to money, I often lie awake at night, full of questions. Will we have enough in the college fund for the kids? Should we refinance the house? Is there more we could do to save on our taxes, especially throughout the year? I want to know we're doing everything we can to make the most of what we have.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right financial advice is essential, talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information. Brought to you by the AICPA's Private Companies Practice Section.
Don't hate traffic. Avoid it. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Hit the B square.
This is the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Oric. 7 locally owned and operated Oric home centers throughout the St. Louis area. You can also see their products online at Oric.com. Oric, a proud sponsor of our look towards weekend movies and what's happening in the clubs. With this guy, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
Hello, Joe.
Hello. Yes, 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 Mr. Paul Harris.
How are you, man? I'm good.
Do you want to keep, we can just talk over each, we can just mumble and everything. I'm sorry.
I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
I've been very well. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, great, because I'm digging the weather. I know it's spring. Everybody's all bummed out. I've seen all these photos on Facebook of the groundhog and everybody, you know, talking a bunch of smack. But enjoy it. Please embrace this weather because you know what's going to happen?
I'm sick of the weather.
It's going to be late July, early August, and yes. That humidity is going to hit, yeah. And it's just going to be gross, and you won't even be able to do anything without sweating. Yeah. Your palms will be gross
but
and
here,
clammy.
Here's the difference. I won't have to shovel humidity off my driveway like I will on Sunday with the snow.
Let me ask you a question. You the type of guy who starts his car when it's cold before you get into it?
I have a garage.
Wow, okay. So you don't do
no.
What us lowly people do. But you know what I mean? Like it's really cold, so I'm going to start the car and heat it up.
I mean, no, people, I don't do that.
No one does that?
No. I do.
Okay. I will tell you, if there's snow and ice that I have to scrape off the car, then I'm going to get in the car first, crank her up, turn the heater on full,
yeah,
and the defroster's on full, and then I'm going to get out of the car and I'm going to do the scraping and snow removal.
I'll get in and just scrape a little hole for me to see, and then by the time I get 10 minutes on the road, it'll all be gone.
Yeah. If I know something's coming, I turn my defroster on, I turn everything on real high, and I have a remote start.
Oh, you got one of those?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, man, that is so awesome.
Can you do it like from your...
Yes.
From inside, turn it on, leave it for 10 minutes, and then you go out, and even the snow that was on the window has melted away. Yeah. Is it that warm?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, see,
tremendous.
I don't have any of these really cool advances in technology, but when it's August, when it's July, I will start my car and put the air conditioning on for like 25 minutes before I even get in.
But
that way it's like a refrigerator when I walk in.
Okay, but the difference is when the car is cold and you turn the heater on, at first it's going to blow cold air until the engine itself heats up. That's where the warm air comes from the engine.
Yeah.
But in the summer, when you turn on the air conditioning, instantly cool air.
It's amazing, isn't
it? You don't have to wait for the car to cool off before you get cool air.
I want to see my breath as I'm opening the door, okay? I want that. I want it to be like, I would like to create ice on my windshield in August and in July.
I forgot you were an Inuit. I'm sorry.
An Inuit?
It's an Eskimo.
An Inuit is an Eskimo?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, now I know that. Look at that.
See, it's a learning show.
Knowledge is everything. And knowing, it's half the battle.
Yeah.
So I know now things I did not know before. I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's the educational portion of the show.
Inuit hip.
Inuit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what, though? if you deal with somebody that's not as educated and cool as Paul Harris, and you're dealing with somebody, like, you know what? It's going to be like, you're such an Inuit, man. You can say that, and they're probably think it's an insult. I thought it was. I thought it was like a smart way.
Not to be confused with Intuit, which is the company that makes Quicken software for your computer. Don't call somebody that. They won't know what you're talking about. So, what do you mean? What am I into?
Well, I'm going to try, you know, like, if my kids are messing, hey, quit being, stop being an Inuit, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see how that goes. Of course, it's probably racist against Eskimos if I do that.
Oh, I'm sure we've insulted all of them.
Wow.
I have a question about a movie from Mr. Hipperson.
Before you get to that, you know what? I'm going to let our Amish listeners, let the Inuit listeners know who they can contact for that.
And, ooh, I see where you're going.
Actually,
with that.
I can just tell them right now, please address all of your complaints to 1380 The Woman. Yes, Dan, what was your question?
Did you see the movie Admission? With
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Yes, I did.
Probably up first on our list of movies.
Would you like us to discuss that one first?
Have you seen it, Dan?
No, I have not.
Okay. Are you looking forward to seeing it?
I am kind of looking forward to seeing it. I love Tina Fey, but I've heard mixed reviews on this movie.
Well, I can begin by saying if you love Tina Fey, you'll enjoy seeing her do nothing new. But you'll still, I guess, if you like the character, it's kind of like, I always forget the name of the actress, but the girl is on Glee, right? I got the outspoken lesbian, tall.
Jane Lynch.
Yes.
As Sue Sylvester.
Exactly. Now, I used to be a Gleek. I'm on the wagon, I guess is the right way to put it. So mm-hmm.
You're not a Gleek anymore?
I was a Gleek for quite a while, but I admitted my problem. And once I did that, it was easier to move forward.
We call Gleeking, shooting saliva out of your mouth when I was a kid.
No, that's gleeping.
No, I thought it was gleeping. Oh, it's gleeping?
I
was mistaken.
Though. When I was a kid, there was always that debate. Are you gleeking or gleeping? Kind of like, did you flick them off or flip them off? Right. I never knew which one was the proper one.
Do you guys know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. To gleep, I always thought, was where you could do that weird tongue trick, and it looks like a water gun shooting spit out of your mouth.
Out of that little valve under
your
tongue.
You could spit on people in school, and you weren't spitting on them. It was great. I mean, it's like the in-between between the sneeze and the spit. Is what it is. It's just one of those.
It's all
words.
Sterile, though.
I never knew.
Sterile.
I thought the expression was, "Oh man, I don't want to play cards with him. He's a real card shark." I always said it was card shark, but it turns out it's card sharp.
Card sharp,
which makes no sense.
Are you kidding me? I never knew that. It's sharp.
Yes,
I didn't know.
Gleeping and card sharp.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Every example you guys have. Was a confusion between a word that ends in K and a word that ends in P.
Yeah, maybe my hearing's
sharp,
off.
Sharp, gleek, gleep.
Yeah,
and it's not chomping at the bit, it's champing at the bit.
Yes. No, it's not. Yes. Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, champing at the bit. Yeah.
See, this is just bizarre. My whole brain's whacked now, but really,
I know.
I always thought I was gleeping, not gleeking, but I'm going to continue to gleep, okay? Because if I start to gleek,
I'm going to Google it.
If I gleek, I might start watching the show again, and that's like having that first drink, and before I know it, you know, I'm on a table screaming.
And Dan, that's your review of the movie Admission. Yes. Hope you enjoyed that.
That's awesome.
Those were my omissions. Those were my omissions before admission, okay?
It's always amazing the roads this show can take sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure book. Yes. I just decide to go with whatever works.
At some point here, somebody's going to make a bad joke about going to see the movie at night, and you're suffering from nocturnal admissions. You don't want to... I'm telling you right now, we're not allowing that on this show.
No.
Classier than that.
No nocturnal admissions or omissions of anything. Understood.
Okay.
So, the movie Admission stars Tina Fey and Paul Rudd as Tina Fey and Paul Rudd.
Has it already been 40 days since the last Paul Rudd movie? I wasn't counting.
Paul Rudd is really good, I feel, when he is in a raunchy comedy that is R-rated. For example, take the 40-year-old Virgin. In that movie, some people could say it was too much. Maybe it was a bit too crude. But when you have guys like Steve Carell and Paul Rudd in films like that, there's a likability to them that it excuses how crude some of the language is, or it excuses certain things. You take a movie like, or did you check out How Do You Know? It was, the Brooks movie, How Do You Know? And it had Paul Rudd in it, and his dad was played by Jack Nicholson. I don't know if you saw that movie or not.
No, I didn't.
Okay. That was the first time where I really paid attention to Paul Rudd just being Paul Rudd can be very bland and very boring.
Yeah.
And if he's maybe the guy who's a bit off his nut a little bit, or if he's really committing to a character, like, for example, in Anchorman, it can be a lot of fun.
But if you get the guy who was in I Love You, Man, with Jason Segel.
Yes.
Then you just don't care.
Because it's hard to get excited. You care more about Jason Segel. You care about the guy who's committing to a character.
Yeah.
A guy who's kind of going a bit off. Paul Rudd is too easy as the straight man. And that's basically what this boils down to. Tina Fey, in her regular straight-laced life and admission, finds out that Paul Rudd, who runs this alternative school where basically learning is done in a different way from a different point of view,
yes,
he thinks he's got a kid that Tina Fey might have put up for adoption years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they meet. Tina Fey's straight-laced lifestyle becomes unraveled. Before you know it, you realize, oh, so Paul Rudd's the straight man, Tina Fey's the crazy man. And John Cleese once said, it is more funny to watch the person reacting to a guy going nuts than it is to watch the person go nuts.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd's reactions are just too bland, mm-hmm. too generic, and I think they should have rearranged the roles in this and had Tina Fey been running the alternative school and Paul Rudd been the person who really liked his life exactly the way it was, and then he's put into an upheaval. That would have been a better thing. Instead, it's so cliche and just blasé that I'm sorry, Paul, but she's a teacher. And she teaches people everything, but now she needs to teach herself how to be a mom.
I think the problem with the movie is more than that.
Fire away.
It starts off as a movie that looks like it's going to make fun of the stuffiness of
Princeton.
Of Princeton and other Ivy League schools and the way that they look at the kids who are applying there. You know, they get 25,000 kids applying and they only take 1,500 into the freshman class or 2,000 or whatever the number is. And so they really are extremely picky about who goes there. That's the nature of the Ivy League. Anybody who's had a kid who's applied to any kind of school, you know what the pressure is like on the kid to write the essays and get the references and all that stuff when they're going to college. And then there's the sitting around and waiting and wondering, did I give them what they wanted?
Am I good enough to be part of this?
Exactly. Whatever school it is, whether you're applying to an Ivy League school or a Wash U or a SLU or wherever it may be.
And while before you finish your thing, we have a special guest on the phone too that wants to join in.
Is this when the train falls off the rails? What is this, Dan? What are you doing?
It could be.
Okay.
Hello.
Who am I talking to, please? Paul Harris.
Yes.
Willie the Blues Man. You don't know me, but I'm a friend of Frank O'Pinion. I don't want to interrupt. Joe Hipperson there.
Hey, how are you, Willie?
Joe, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good, sir.
I heard my grandkids got me a computer, and it's got this, I don't know if you heard this or not, it's a Google, you can go on there and look up something. So I heard you cats talking about card sharp or something. The preferred is shark, like a shark in the ocean. Ooh. Not sharp. I just looked it up. I just want somebody to know, because I know, Paul, you're a poker player, ain't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I am too, man. One of these times, you and me, we got to sit down at the poker table so I can wipe you out.
Sounds like you're whacking yourself out there.
Sorry. That's all I wanted to say. Carl Shark is correct. It is acceptable to say sharp, but you sound like an idiot.
Oh,
wow.
That's all I want to say.
As long as I don't sound like an Inuit, everything's okay.
Well, right on, Willie.
They don't even know what that means.
All right, really.
I don't know what.
All right. Thank you, Willie.
Yeah. All right, goodbye.
Good luck with that tongue-swallowing thing.
Oh. I think the jazz man needs to take five.
Wow.
Lord. Okay, so now back to admission. Here's the problem. It starts off as they're making fun of the admissions process, almost satirizing the way Ivy League schools do it.
And you were probably thinking, man, I hope this does to the Ivy League what maybe the player did to Hollywood.
Yes, or you know, follows that path. But then you get off on this tangent of Tina Fey playing this unmarried single woman who has been living with a guy for a long time and says that she's happy in her life, but you can tell that things aren't right in her life. And she gets involved with Paul Rudd and this kid, and her mom is played by Lily Tomlin, who's very funny in the movie, I'll grant you that. But the plot kind of gets lost and bogged down. And at no point did this movie make me laugh. I went in thinking Tina Fey always has comedy in everything that she does.
And she's a co-writer on this film.
Yes, she is.
So you would have assumed.
But this movie is a tearjerker instead of a comedy, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a predator posing as a house pet. It's not what you think it is. The title is all wrong. And I don't want to be ridiculous here, but you could have called it Mommy Maybe, all right? You didn't have to call it Admission, because like you said, you think you're going into a movie all about the admission process, the Ivy League, the set. It doesn't make any sense to call it Admission. Omission would have been a whole lot better, because play on words. Instead, we're stuck with something that's being marketed. Even if you look at the poster for the movie, look at the poster for that movie, and then look back at, what was the horrific movie where Diane Keaton was full frontal naked. Come on, Jack Nicholson.
Something's
got to give.
Yes.
Look at the poster to that and start doing a little Googling like Willie does, and you'll find a lot of posters use this exact same template, just like Admission, so you think you know what you're getting into, and it's completely off.
I would also tell you, if you've seen the commercial for Admission, you've seen all the comedy.
Yeah, you've seen Tina Fey be funny in the previews.
But if you see that commercial, like I did, you're going to say, oh, I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be funny. No, it's not.
No.
People were walking out of the movie theater last night going, what was that?
Now, was that funny? You like, get in the car and you're like, was that a comedy?
Now,
or was that a drama? Because the guy who did About a Boy did this movie. I mean, there's the problem. The guy who did About a Boy, I still argue, one of Hugh Grant's greatest movies. I know that in this large morning show in the afternoon universe, no one loves Hugh Grant.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
We really should hang out, man. All right, so look, I'm saying that to me,
like
About a Boy is brilliant. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Same guy that did About a Boy with Hugh Grant also did American Dreams with Hugh Grant. Yeah. Same director of this movie.
Which is terrible.
And that's what you have to realize. Guys like this director, very hit and miss, black or white.
Yep.
The next.
Out of four.
I give it four.
4 out of 10?
Yeah, because it's the kind of movie I could sit on a Sunday and watch with my mom if I wanted to. You know, and it's not going to be like pulling teeth. I could go through the motions.
Yeah.
All right, now the other two flicks.
Well, before you go, I have one more thing to say about this movie.
Yes.
I don't think I'm spoiling anything when I tell you that in this movie, Paul Rudd is the director of a college that's, like you said, an alternative kind of educational experience, and it's out in the woods. And at one point, he's in the stables with the cows, and one of the cows is pregnant, and he has to help the cow give birth. Didn't we already see that in City Slickers 20-plus years ago?
Yeah, it was the birth of... Yeah. Oh, wait, all right,
Norman.
I was going to say...
Norman the calf with Billy Crystal.
We live in a world where once we see the birth of a cow on screen,
you never need to see it again. And by the way, in this movie, you don't get to see the calf. You get to see them sticking around the butt of a big cow and making noises, and then you hear kind of sound effects, and the next thing, they're showering.
That's because the focus groups have said that the live birth would be too much, but the farting sound effects, ooh, butt play, ooh, that's funny. The kids love the butt stuff. Dude, that's what happens,
Why is that scene in the movie?
Because for the farting effects, because honestly, if you don't put that scene in the movie, you probably, I don't know, the audience...
You take that scene out of the movie, it changes nothing in the movie. It doesn't change the plot, doesn't change the characters, doesn't change it changes the length of the movie, that's all.
You go into a Tina Fey movie with Paul Rudd, you expect to laugh here and there, you put the fart jokes in, guess what? You might get a bonus laugh.
No.
It's a roll of the dice. You might get an extra laugh or two.
I would have laughed at a roll of the dice.
Just Paul Rudd right there. Come on. 7, come on. I would have found that hilarious, too. The other two I got for you. The Croods is a CGI animated feature, not a Pixar film, which means it has no shot at winning an Oscar. But it is still, you need to do some family fun this weekend if you're thinking, wow, there hasn't been anything for the kids that I really want to watch. The Croods does a very good job. It's about basically a wannabe Flintstone family realizing that, okay, I'll just do it like this. It's Ice Age with people. That's what The Croods is.
Uh-huh.
It's Ice Age with people. It's all about the journey. It's done very well. Bag them all you want. Nicolas Cage does a good job as a voice actor. Emma Stone is in this because now I believe Hollywood requires her to be in one out of every three films nowadays. So Emma Stone does a voice. You get Ryan Reynolds, very hit and miss actor, very good as a guy, named Guy. It's PG. There's a few jokes for the mom and dads in the audience. Mostly this is for the kids. But if you're doing it as a whole big family, you really will dig The Croods. I give it 7 out of 10 on the family scale.
Okay.
Then we have...
Well, when you say on the family scale, that means if you don't have kids, don't go see it?
That means that if Ian's like, hey, Joe, man, let's hang out on a Friday night. Let's go see The Croods. That would never happen.
No, no good.
Right. Nah, it's not going to go down. So I'm saying this is not a guy's night film. However, I don't want to say that. Okay, Olympus Has Fallen. There are two movies coming out this year about the president, hostages, takeovers, crises, and whatnot. There's one that they're calling a tentpole movie. That's the one with Jamie Foxx. That'll be the big one. This one is kind of the precursor. Remember when Armageddon came out? We got Deep Impact,
and we got
Armageddon?
Yeah.
Same deal. This movie has Gerard Butler. It has Morgan Freeman, and Morgan Freeman plays Morgan Freeman.
Does he narrate the movie like he always does?
He is the Speaker of the House, which I thought was really funny because it's, I mean, it's his voice, man. It doesn't matter. But it's also got Aaron Eckhart. Aaron Eckhart plays the beautiful blonde-haired president of the United States. And Gerard Butler is a disgraced Secret Service guy. Basically, let's just say he's a cop on the edge. Let's just say he's a cop who, you know, used to have a good gig. Now he's kind of bitter and whatnot, but doesn't really have the chance to prove himself.
Didn't we already see the Marky Mark do that earlier this year, that horrible Broken City?
Yes, we did see that. But this is a whole different beast. I felt like I went into a time machine, and it was 1989 to 1991, and I realized that Passenger 57 came out, and it was Die Hard on a Plane, and Under Siege came out, and it was Die Hard on a Boat.
Yep.
This is Die Hard in the White House, and that's what ticks me off. You take Gerard Butler out of this movie as the guy who just happens to be in the White House when he's not supposed to be in the terrorist from North Korea, take the thing over. It's Die Hard. Okay. This is Die Hard in the White House. It so is Die Hard in the White House. Guess what? The white guy on the inside has a black guy on the outside that he's communicating to with Morgan Freeman. The formula, everything is Die Hard, and we had to suffer through A Good Day to Die Hard. We suffered through that movie.
Yes, we did.
When this script was out there, and every other Die Hard film except for the fifth one was an adapted screenplay. It was never supposed to be a Die Hard movie. They adapted it. They could have taken Olympus Has Fallen and made it a Die Hard film.
I have to be honest with you. When I heard that there was a movie coming out with Gerard Butler, I don't think I've ever seen him in a movie. I know he's made plenty of movies. I just don't think I've seen one. I heard Gerard Butler in a movie called Olympus Has Fallen.
With sword and sandals?
Exactly.
It's like 300.
I thought, yeah, 300 or Troy or one of those kind of movies, you know, guys wearing breastplates and cod pieces. And I'm not going to see that kind of thing. That's just not my cup of tea. But it's about why is it called Olympus Has Fallen? It's a horrible title.
It's like, yes, Roger. Yeah, we have a broken arrow. It's an expression. Like, broken arrow.
Is the White House Olympus?
Yeah, Olympus is
because it's been taken over by terrorists?
Yeah, that's like the code word.
What a horrible name. Did either of you know that that's what the movie was about?
That's why I felt that it was the best way for me to review this was to straight up say it is Die Hard in the White House, and it's aggravating because Gerard Butler does a very good job.
Why not call it White House Down? Now I know what your movie's about.
Yes. Well, there's the Jamie Foxx movie coming out that I believe has that exact same title.
It's really?
No,
Are you serious?
Do me a quick look, will you? No, because Ian's on it. Just do me an IMDb, Jamie Foxx. I'm almost positive that's what it is.
Wow.
And because I thought of Deep Impact and Armageddon. I thought, wait, I mean, there's no way. Maybe my memory's been
White House Down, 2013.
Yes. Whoa!
So Jamie Foxx is president, James Sawyer.
Yes. So White House Down.
And who's the guy who has to rescue him?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Magic Mike.
He's a Secret Service agent who's tasked with saving the life of the U.S. president after the White House is overtaken by a paramilitary group.
Look at that. See, it's the exact same movie. So you've got Magic Mike saving Django, and in this movie, okay, you got Gerard Butler being John McClane, and Morgan Freeman is the guy from Family Matters. And it could have been a lot of fun. There's one major issue with this movie. One, hey, it's rated R. It's awesome. Great director, great action. It never lets up. It is an RRR rated comedy. I mean, comedy. Action movie that has a little bit of comedy sprinkled. But there's way too much CGI action, and it kills me. I'm talking about blood splattered, okay? Mm. You know when the blood splatters in an action movie nowadays, and you can actually see a little bit hitting the lens, and they leave it on for a couple of seconds?
Yeah.
Then magically, it's like somebody wiped it off. Same shot.
Right.
Too much of that. But if you're like me, and you're having this weird detoxing feeling after watching the fifth Die Hard film, and you're chanting and saying weird things, and you want to meet Bruce Willis, and just be like, why? Olympus Has Fallen will feed your fix. Just pretend that John McClane is Gerard Butler and vice versa, and it's a decent ride. It is a ride that I give a 7 out of 10 to on a straight-up guys-will-dig-this-movie scale. This is not a date movie. This will not get you any snuggling time later on.
Mm-hmm.
There is no snuggling after a movie like this, but guys, it just want to be guys. Check it out, and you know what you're going to do? You're going to walk out thinking, man, Hipperson knows what he's talking about because I really thought that Die Hard movie sucked. And then Schwarzenegger came out with that one, and then Stallone with Bolt the Head. There's no good action movies. Yes, there is. Olympus Has Fallen is your action fix.
Okay. Have there been great action movies that take place at the White House? I mean, I know there have been, you know, romantic comedies like The American President, which
first
is
thing
a
I think
wonderful,
of,
wonderful movie.
The first thing I think of is Superman 2. Which is
Neil Before Zod.
Hey, it happened.
Great one.
Yeah, Gene Hackman behind the desk in the old. That's a cool scene.
Yes.
I think of Air Force One.
E.G. Marshall as the president in that with a wig.
Look at you. Look at you, man.
Thank you very much.
I think Harrison Ford and Air Force One, but that really had nothing to do with the White House.
You are not the president.
Independence Day, we had the White House blow up. We had a lot of White House action on Independence Day.
What's the one with Wesley Snipes and Diane Lane and Dennis Miller?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Murder at 1600.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Not great.
No, not great. And then there was the one where Gene Hackman was the president and Clint Eastwood was the thief.
Absolute Power.
That was a decent flick.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, and I would hate to find out he's sick, but I need Gene Hackman to do one more movie.
Yeah.
Because all I can think of is Welcome to Mooseport with Ray Romano. No, really. We're talking about the guy who was in Heist. And if you've seen Heist, know what a powerhouse that is.
French Connection, Hoosiers.
Yeah. Heist.
Dozens of great movies.
Heist is probably the last time Gene Hackman just put, you know, the eggs out there and said, yeah, I'm still Gene Hackman.
And by the way, also in the room as Lex Luthor, when we hear General Zod say, kneel before Zod to E.G. Marshall.
And I think Kevin Spacey should still be ashamed and apologize to everyone for taking the role of Lex Luthor. And they should have given Gene Hackman $20 million to reprise that in Superman Returns. Would you like some concerts?
Yes.
All right. Tonight, Friday night, concert time. Twista. That's right. Twista. T-W-I-S-T-A. Playing the Ambassador, a place I will never be and a show I will never see. Red, a tribute to Sammy Hagar. Kid Excited, St. Louis. That's going to be at Pops. The Believers are at the Firebird. Cody Canada is at Off-Broadway. The Humanoids will be at FUBAR. The Funky Butt Brass Band playing Jazz at the Bistro. Breaking Bone Dust playing at Blueberry Hill. Psycho Beach Party over at the Way Out Club. Three Handsome Guys at the Gramophone. The Sorry People and the Moon Glampers will be playing over at the Lemons. Gypsy Jones is at the Demo. The Trip Daddies are at Schlafly Bottle Works. Redfish Bluefish is the place to be to see Dino Fight. Black James is playing the Blank Space. Skeet Rogers is over at Hammerstones. And Big Fletch will be on stage at FUBAR. On Saturday, tomorrow night, Owl City. Owl, O-W-L. I know I pronounce things weird sometimes. Owl City at the Pageant. Bunny Grunt are over at Plush playing their 20th birthday show. Bunny Grunt, Plush. The Beat Machine over at 2720 Cherokee. Wicked Thoughts on stage at the Firebird. One of my favorites, Fat Tramp Food Stamp, will be playing at Off-Broadway on Saturday. Goodbye Good Sense is playing over at FUBAR. Honey and the 45s at Blueberry Hill. The Grizzly Hand at the Gramophone on Saturday. As Shadows Collapse. That sounds like a very inspirational band. Playing over at Cicero's. Local Distortion. Cute. That's over at Way Out Club. On Lemons, Saturday night, is where you can see your 33 Black Angels on stage. Breakmouth Annie over at the Heavy Anchor. Mad Monk is playing Atomic Cowboy. And the Red Zero is at the Demo on Saturday. And last but not least, time for everybody's favorite hip guessing game. I'm going to give you five concerts. Four of them are absolutely real and valid. One totally made up by me. And Dan is...
Dan's on a streak 3 weeks in a row?
Three really? In a row, man. Yeah, that's insane. All right, does that mean you as the host are going to let him guess first? Because you know this got the best odds. Whoever you choose to guess first, usually he's got this one locked.
I think I'll guess first then.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Here we go. I got five shows for you. Remember, one of them is absolutely fake. Poison Control Center, Saturday at Plush. Queen Normus, Friday at the Jefferson Warehouse. Cadaver Dogs, Saturday at the Firebird. Jeremiah and the Red Eyes, Friday at the Heavy Anchor. Austin, Texas and the Powers, Saturday at Off-Broadway.
Austin, Texas and the Powers.
Yeah.
Ian?
Yeah, that was, I'll go with Queen Normus.
Oh, I was going to go Queen Normus. Uh-oh. Can we?
What, you guys want to double up? You want to tag team this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was pointless because you didn't win either of you. Yeah. It's fine. And again, I proved that I'm always right. The person that goes first gets it right all the time. Okay, Austin, Texas, and the Powers is the fake band name, but can I at least get a pat on the back for an interesting name?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get it.
No, you always get a pat on the back.
I saw you shaking your head. No, I'm like, what?
What do I say to you every week when you're walking out of here?
Stop calling me.
No.
All right.
Then we'll be talking about a band called Restraining Order. I always say, nice job.
Thanks, man. All the fake band names are available for you to use in the lovely city of St. Louis. I ask for thanks in the liner notes only. So Austin, Texas, and the Powers could be yours for the price of $0 and just a bit of credit.
One other thing that's happening this weekend, I'm not going to this, but I just saw it on one of the noon newscasts today. There's a bacon festival in St. Louis tomorrow, downtown somewhere. I don't know where. One of the things that they're doing is they have a 50-foot long smoker, and they're making bacon wrapped in sausage, wrapped in bacon.
Oh my goodness!
Now wait a minute. You get the same guys who had donuts in here once that had bacon on the actual donut.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that they'll have those there. We got them from
anything
Old
with
Town
bacon
Bakery. Old Town Donuts. Fabulous. Dan, is that
yes,
the name of the place?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
Florissant.
I'm not trying to hijack the show here, but Ian, are you one of the kind of guys that would take bacon, put it in the microwave, just eat it straight? Or would you do that?
I don't think I've done that before, no.
Oh, why not?
So you would do that? Really?
I have done that. You get that Oscar Mayer pre-cooked bacon.
Yeah.
Comes in the yellow
box. Oh, yeah. No, I've
box.
Done that before. Yeah, but usually I eat with eggs or something, not just by itself.
See, I think bacon is only good if you eat it by itself, and that might seem really crazy.
You don't have it in an omelet or something like
no,
that?
No.
Nice egg sandwich
I can't
with
put
cheese
it on, a
burger,
on there.
Baked
potato.
Get out of here. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to just
can
say
of skins?
If I don't say this.
Skins, oh.
Need we go on?
If I don't say this, it's going to bother me later on. I just have to say it. I hate room service toast because it's always hard. I love when toast is soft and the butter just melts. And when it comes to bacon, I have no patience for hard, crispy
How
bacon.
How much are we paying you that you're ordering room service
no,
in hotels?
The last couple times I've had room service in the last 15 years of my life, all three times, the toast was hard. I'm saying bacon.
Stop ordering room service. Get your butt downstairs and go to the coffee shop.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that I think bacon should be soggy and wet and, you know, just kind of slippery and just like that.
No, it shouldn't. It should be nice and crisp.
No, because it is like old.
But not
it's
brittle.
Just sitting there.
No,
there's a specific point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys have no idea.
And by the way, here's my little tip for you kids listening in today. When you make that Oscar Mayer pre-cooked bacon in the microwave,
ask your parents' permission before
you
use it in the microwave.
You wrap it up in a paper towel, like double wrap up.
Oh, sure. I do layers of paper towels.
You would do that? Really?
You put in there, and the gooky stuff from the bacon goes into the paper towel. You take it out, and now you got nice, crisp bacon.
Yes.
You probably don't. Other things you make in the microwave, you can't make them crisp, but that one you can.
Right.
You probably don't believe a word I'm saying, but if you ever wanted to see me have a panic attack, you would have to do that right in front of me, because if I saw anything on the paper towel, like a little ornate decoration, I'd be convinced that the ink was going to be bleeding into my bacon, and I'd get some kind of weird food dye or some kind of dye poisoning or something. You would really, I mean, that's just a...
What a great plot for a mystery.
Do you realize every day of your life, Paul Harris, you're playing Russian roulette? You're just so bad, man. You're just so off the tracks.
All right, I'm out. I'll talk to you guys next week.
This is the plot of my takeover the White House movie. They serve the president bacon wrapped in
poisoning towels.
Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the cold weather. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Nice job, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Brought to you by Auric Home Centers, 7 of them in the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated. Find more at their website, auric.com. And let's see how traffic looks right now. Airborne, here's Tim Weiland.
Those two should be in an Oscar Mayer commercial. Crispy, soggy. Crispy, soggy.
You know what? In the scheme of things, I'd much better, much more be known, I'd much rather be known as crispy.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what's going through life being known as soggy?
No, yeah.
Oh.
That half-cooked bacon.
Oh, the chicks love the crispy.
They love it. All right, looking at, you know what, now at last check, we heard that Highway 70 westbound at Forest Dell was shut down. They were actually diverting traffic off to Highway T in Forest Dell. Eastbound 70 drivers were backed up all the way to Highway 4, approaching Highway 47. Now, we're headed out there now, should be out there in about 5 minutes. Looking at westbound 64, it's looking pretty good. Just a little slow in the right lane from Spady up into Highway 270. It's the eastbound 64, well, also you're a little bit slow approaching the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, but eastbound, you're slowing all lanes, Maryville Center through Mason, then the right lane is jammed pretty solid from Mason up to 270, and that's because of that earlier accident. Southbound 270, which has been cleared at Doherty Ferry, has 270 looking just like a parking lot approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Spicy and sweet team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'll be right back with Knuckleheads in the News.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark.
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279. 1-800-977-5279. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Want to look years younger, even when you're completely naked from the neck up? As in, not wearing makeup, no mascara, no lipstick. We're now letting women try a BB cream breakthrough that doesn't only give you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion, it actually fights your wrinkles long term, so you look years younger even when you're completely naked from the neck up. And during our Neck Up Naked event, we're letting as many women as possible try it. To be one of them, call 1-800-700-3252. Immediately, while supplies last.
He said, see, you're beautiful without any makeup on. And I was just kind of, okay, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything because he's telling me that I'm beautiful with no makeup. But it was like my little secret.
We're letting as many women as possible try Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream while supplies last. So you can look years younger even when you're neck up naked. If you're one of the first callers right now, call immediately. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252.
The fastest selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone, the Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?
Right now on this station, we're offering our best deal ever. Get the Hurricane for an historic price, now with free shipping. To unlock our best value, just call 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
Are you tired of spending a fortune for new flooring and home improvements? Then you should visit JJS Flooring and Decorating.
I'm Dennis Fogarty, owner of JJS Flooring. If you're in the need for a new floor, give us a try and I guarantee your satisfaction.
JJS Flooring offers the same quality brands and service at a fraction of the cost.
We cut out the middleman because we buy direct from Shaw, Mohawk, the leaders in the industry for broadloom carpet, which will save you money. On our commercial carpets, with a carpet pad and the installation, it starts at $1.33 a square foot. On the plush, frisee, or the Berber carpet, it starts at $1.72 a square foot, installed with a pad as well. The hardwood that we offer, the oak hardwood, has five different colors. It's aluminum oxide finish. It has a 25-year wear warranty. We're at 2301 Gravois in the city. You can find us at jjsflooring.com, and our phone number is 314-772-3996.
JJS Flooring.
Shop the city and save.
Are you looking to buy a home? Tired of renting and throwing money away every month? Well, you need to take advantage of today's housing market. Historically low mortgage rates and housing affordability at its lowest since the early 70s. That's pre-disco. Don't have the down payment? You might not need it. Tap into government grant funds that can help you buy a home. Get $3,000 to $5,000 in down payment assistance, and these funds are available in most areas. Call Essex Residential Mortgage to see if you are eligible for this government program at 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334. With mortgage rates in the twos and threes, they are actually seeing mortgage payments lower than monthly rents, and now you may not even need a down payment. So what the heck are you waiting for? Call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. Call 314-722-2334. NMLS number 859811, Equal Housing Lender.
Mizzou Athletics on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Metairie, Louisiana, where a man used a pickaxe to tunnel his way through a cinder block wall and into a pharmacy. The burglar ransacked the store and stole some narcotics. When he left, through the same hole he had come in through, he left behind the pickaxe. Okay? Well, when the police got there, the axe still had the price sticker from the home improvement store where it was purchased. So a detective checked with the store. They used the barcode to determine when and where the axe was bought. A representative with the store then went to the surveillance footage, and they saw the man as he bought the pickaxe and a 10-pound sledgehammer. A store owner near the pharmacy contacted police and said, "I have video surveillance footage from the night of the burglary." They looked at it. It showed the same guy as the home improvement store video, so they knew they had their man. That video also showed the license plate number of the guy's getaway car, which police used to track down his address. And when they went to his house with a search warrant, they found some of the drugs stolen from the pharmacy, and they busted the thief. So here's today's lesson for you kids. When you're breaking in someplace, take your axe with you. Now we go to Maine, where convenience store owners are concerned that the state lottery wants to rebrand its scratch-off lottery tickets. Now they are known as Quickies. David Welsh, who owns the Village Market in Fairfield, Maine, told the Bangor Family News, "That's going to be real uncomfortable for my girls behind the register to have guys come in and say, 'Hey, give me a quickie.'" One of his clerks, a teenager named Kaylee Constable, says it is highly inappropriate. "Customers come in and joke around with me and say, 'Can I get a quickie?' I'm 19. They're 50. It's creepy." In another store, a cashier named Tom Borden tried it the other way around, said he had tested the new name on female customers. He said they didn't go for it very well. The state says that they're going to keep it because the benefit of buying a lottery ticket is it's quick, it's easy, it's fun. That's what an instant ticket is. Oh, yeah, there's nothing more fun than scratching off that silver thing and realizing, oh, that was a dollar wasted. Speaking of which, Powerball tomorrow night, $325 million.
Oh, really?
Good luck, everybody.
You.
Now we go to Guangzhou, China, where a woman was stopped by officials at the airport because she had a bottle of liquid in her luggage. She was told she'd have to immediately drink or discard the liquid. She poured the liquid into her mouth, but the security guards became suspicious when she refused to swallow. They told her, "Spit out the liquid into this basin," and when she did, they discovered she had been concealing tadpoles in the water in her mouth. The woman said the tadpoles had been a gift from a Chinese friend, and she didn't want to lose them, but she was required to hand them over before she could go on with her flight. Now we go to England, where there's a contest each year to name the book with the oddest title. People vote online to pick the winner. Some of the titles in the past have included Managing a Dental Practice the Genghis Khan Way, People Who Don't Know They're Dead, How They Attach Themselves to Unsuspecting Bystanders and What to Do About It, The Big Book of Lesbian Horse Stories, Living with Crazy Buttocks, and Highlights in the History of Concrete. Those are some of the previous winners in the Oddest Book Title Contest. We have this year's winner for you, announced earlier today. 38% of the online vote went to a book by Reginald Bakley and Clint Marsh called Goblin Proofing One's Chicken Coop, with second prize going to How Tea Cozies Changed the World. And we finish in Philadelphia with a scene that sounds like it's right out of the movie Catch Me If You Can. The pilot and co-pilot of an Air France flight got in the cockpit to begin a trip to West Palm Beach, and they found Philippe Jeannard sitting in the jump seat behind the pilot's chair. He was wearing a white shirt, had the Air France logo on it, had a black jacket on with epaulettes on the shoulders, had an Air France crew member ID card. But he wasn't wearing the airline's uniform, didn't have a badge verifying that he was a crew member, and wasn't carrying any Air France crew baggage. Well, since the pilots hadn't been told there'd be somebody riding up front with them, they checked with Air France headquarters. They were told, nope, nobody else is authorized to be in the cockpit. Turned out this guy had a counterfeit Air France ID. He had talked his way in, not because he was going to do anything dastardly. He just wanted to go to Florida. Authorities are questioning to see if he's done this before and figure out how he got past security and the gate agent and on the plane. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw-Millhaven has one new thing to do to get ready for his morning show.
Carney, make up.
Because now you can watch him on TV, KTRS-TV.
Carney, get in here. I need your blush.
And here's how. Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com. Click play on the homepage and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV.
Has Carney been using my eyeliner again?
Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guests, callers, news, and sports live as it happens.
What are Carney's Depends doing here in the studio?
It's radio on TV at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. It sounds noisy where you are. Where are you?
It is noisy. I am at, believe it or not, I am at a at the Wizard World Comic Con downtown at the America's Center.
Wow.
Yeah. The interesting thing is I have no idea what the hell I'm doing here.
You know, I talked to Henry Winkler about an hour ago on the show. I know he's appearing there and
yeah.
a bunch of other people, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and Lou Ferrigno and Stan Lee. And other than that, I have no idea who any of these people are. I was dragged here against my will.
Is there a huge crowd?
It actually is, yeah. It's a really big crowd, and I am walking around and just taking pictures of as many people as I possibly can.
Are a lot of people dressed up in costumes?
Well, you know what? Tomorrow, apparently, is the day that everybody's supposed to be in costume, so I missed it by a day, but I'm here with Josh Gilbert. You know Josh from the radio station.
Hardest working man in radio.
Exactly, and so he and I are here, along with James, who's on our trivia show. He's the big comic book guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm just taking pictures of the most awkward folks I could possibly find and really just sucking it up and enjoying all the people watching.
You see, Bill, I think you missed an opportunity. All you need is a table and some chairs, put up a sign. People will give you $5 for your autograph. That's the way these things work.
Do
you
it.
You know what? There's still time. But I'll put all the pictures up on my website, billradio.com, tonight. Definitely they'll be worth checking out.
All right. Now, Bill, I'm sorry we're out of time, but have a great time down there and a good weekend, too.
You too. See ya.
Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. I'm hurrying. That's my problem.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
We have two arrests.